Thus says the Lord through his prophet, the snow and the rain come down from heaven and return not, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, and the seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be the most worthy. It shall not return to the empty, it shall accomplish that which I have sent it, and succeed in the purposes I have directed. The Lord, let this so happen today. There is a 1 in 5 chance that if it hasn't happened to you yet, it will. You'll be flying somewhere and you arrive at your destination, but your luggage does not. I've been that 1 person in 5 twice, but I know the drill. You stare forlornly at the carousel, watching the same 3 suitcases do lap after lap, wondering who they belong to and in what airport they're doing the same thing you are. The irony is, we call the luggage lost, but truth be told, it's the passenger without his luggage that feels more lost. Except once, there was a story someone told about a young recruit going to basic training, and his suitcase didn't make it in the flight, and he's picked up by this sergeant to take to boot camp. And he says, I can't go, I left my suitcase didn't come. And the sergeant said, well, son, you picked the perfect time to lose your luggage. Because whatever's in there, you ain't gonna need where you're going now. Well, let me suggest the same thing to you. Today, as we bask in the afterglow of Christmas and anticipate a coming new year, I suggest we should make a conscious and concerted effort to lose our luggage. Because most of us are carrying a lot of excess baggage, aren't we? How many extra pounds of grudges are you packing around? How many handbags of animosity? How many totes of resentment, duffels of despair? How many rolling bags filled with revenge you carry right behind you? Do you really want to hang on to all that stuff? As we journey into a new year, isn't now a perfect time to lose that luggage? I mean, how many of you are planning on making New Year's resolutions? I mean, it's a good thing, it's coming up. But instead of just adding some sort of practice or habit, maybe we can consider subtracting. Get rid of all those bags we're lugging around that are bursting with unforgiveness, bad attitudes, and blame. We got them all packed and ready to go to take outside whenever we leave our homes. Well, now's the time to lose them. Abandon them. Let the train unclaimed baggage people take care of them, or better yet, Homeland Security's bomb squad blow them up in a secure place. In the epistle lesson, Paul urges the Colossians to live so thoroughly in Christ that they find themselves dressed for success with the same virtues that he strove to embody before them. And so he says right before our lesson, put to death, in other words, get rid of all those old attitudes and agendas that we are better off without. And then he says, put on, clothe yourselves with compassion, humility, kindness, meekness, and patience. It's a sharp looking outfit. And then he expands on the metaphor to wrap it all up, so to speak. Above everything else, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. We've been issued a brand new order, given to us by God our Father through Jesus Christ. And he wants us looking good. And Paul would say roughly the same thing in Hansen, even more to the Galatians. He says, all who are baptized in Christ have put on Christ like a garment. And putting on Christ like a garment means take off those moldy rags you've been wearing. How do we do this? In a word, forgiveness. It starts with losing our luggage, leads to putting it to death, letting go, and forgiving. As Paul says, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. Now notice the way it's phrased. It's called a forgiveness. Is not an optional accessory. Forgiveness isn't something that Christians should do and extend to another person to be nice or just to keep the peace around the household or the church or anywhere else. Forgiveness is not something we owe another. It's really not even something we can offer anyone else. It's not a mix and match outfit. It is a must-do activity. God's forgiveness and our forgiving others are inextricably linked. That's why we are taught to pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgiveness is a gift. Not from us to someone else, but to us from God. Now, we can either receive it or refuse it, but if we receive it, we have to share it. We have the capacity for forgiveness only because God has first forgiven us. And without first experiencing God's forgiveness in our lives, we really have nothing else to offer to anyone else. But on the other hand, when we actually come to grips with the extent of God's forgiving of us, all that we do, that not only enables us to forgive other people, it actually demands it of us in a way that we cannot even help. Jesus told this parable, entitled The Parable of the Unforgiving Servant. And it's about this servant that somehow managed to get $1 million in debt to this king. And he begs him, please, I'll pay it all off. The king knows that he can't ever pay this debt, but out of his heart, he forgives him. The whole debt says, fine, go away. And the first thing this guy does is run out and find somebody who owes him $100, strangles him and says, give me what you owe. And when the guy can't, using the same words that this guy said to the king, he throws him in jail. We hear that parable, and we are supposed to be appalled by that person's behavior. And we don't like when the king finds out and throws him into jail instead. But yet, isn't that exactly how we are? We gather here in church and we confess all the heinous things we've done and thought we've done. And what do? We refuse to forgive the piddly things others have against us. That's why Jesus' parable ends with that warning. So will my Heavenly Father do to you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from the heart. It's that. But that doesn't mean it's easy. Forgiveness is never easy. It cost Jesus his life. He willingly, lovingly died on a cross to have our forgiveness from God be ours. Now God knows that as imperfect human beings, it's hard for us to let go of our carefully packed and well-worn bags of resentment. Each of us, if we think about it, can put names and faces to individuals we simply know we would be unable to forgive. I mean, how can we forgive the drunk driver that killed a child? How can we forgive a company that uses our talents for 20 years and then just fires us right in the blink of an eye? How can we forgive the relative who molested us? How can we forgive the friend that always maligns us behind our back? How can we forgive the cheating spouse? How can we forgive terrorists who wantonly slay innocent people? How can we forgive corporate greed or an unfeeling bureaucracy or political corruption or arrogance, stupidity, hatred, bigotry, poverty, or pollution. How can we forgive that? The thing is, humanly, we can't. And instead, we throw up our hands and are prone to take out our tried and true old bag of tricks and tell ourselves, don't get mad, get even. Or even worse, as Ivana Trump said, don't get even, get it all. But we never do. And more often than not, it gets all of us. The truth is, we can't forgive until we really understand what forgiving is not. It's not forgetting. It's choosing to deliberately not remember. It's not saying to the other party, it's okay. Because it might not be. But it's saying, I'm okay. And I'm willing to let God deal with whether you're okay or not. It's not saying, I don't feel the pain anymore. But it is saying, I don't need to hold on to your involvement in my pain. Forgiveness is turning away from those bags moving around and around in an endless circle in front of us and taking up instead the luggage Jesus offers to us, a cross. My yoke is easy, he promises. My burden is light. And it's walking away, following him, and with each step getting more and more excited about the duds he provides us instead of those hand-me-down rags. So Paul's right. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, and forgiveness. It's God who forgives. And as we worship him, his forgiveness flows right in and then through us, filling us with a forgiving spirit, enabling us to forgive those who hurt us once and for all and forever. If we let him, God will take away all that excess baggage and send it off to a destination where it will never affect us again. So you see, now is the perfect time for us to lose our luggage. Because that grizzled old drill sergeant is right. If we're following Jesus, whatever's in there, we don't need where we're going. May you discover that for yourself. Over and over again. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, the life everlasting. Amen.